Welcome to the Spinfoil Podcast. This is your host, Taylor B., and The Bagels.
Hello.
This week we're doing something a little different. This is going to be part of a segment series, an intermittent segment series we're going to add to the list here called The Rabbit Hole. And what that is, is we're going to start with something that we've noticed in Destiny and that we can build off of. So we'll say, okay, like, this is a thing that we know this person can do, or this group can do, or this faction can do, but, you know, so, like, this is, like, a rule set we can establish. And then based on that, we're just going to go down the rabbit hole into all the different things that that could mean, because, I guess in particular by nature of the program, this is something that they don't actually cover in-game, though it's demonstrable in-game. Would you say that's fair, the Bagels?
No, it's all right.
All right. So, this week, to start us off, if it's okay, I think I'll start us off this week, the Bagels.
Go for it.
I think this week, we need to start with the Vex. Now, the Vex are not able to simulate guardians. They're not able to simulate paracausal beings. So, like, they couldn't simulate Oryx. They have, I believe as it stands, they cannot simulate Rasputin. And he's a super AI warmind forged in light during the Golden Age. So, like, I'm here for it. Not, like, forged in light in the guardian sense, but, like...
And as I understand it, they also cannot simulate the darkness in general, because it is also paracausal in nature.
Well, we know they can do lesser hive.
Sure.
And we know they can do hive like up to a point, but they couldn't do Oryx, they couldn't do any of his court, they couldn't do Crota, like all that stuff.
And that's because the ascended hive are paracausal. The regular
exactly.
hive are not.
Exactly. So they can simulate this. And at one point in the Book of Sorrows, they simulate Oryx. Well, not really Oryx, they simulate Oryx before he had ascended. They simulate Aurash. Oryx is a previous form. I don't think it's previous to the worm, but it's previous to before him becoming the navigator, if I recall correctly, the Bagels.
That seems correct, yes.
And so if they're able to do that and can present these different situations where, like, maybe they can't simulate Oryx, but they could simulate someone who thinks like Oryx or used to be, or who Oryx used to be. So if they can't simulate guardians, why have the Vex seemingly never simulated who we were before we were risen?
It's certainly interesting to think about whether or not they have. There certainly isn't any evidence in the lore that I've found that the Vex have simulated a guardian before they're risen. Now that's not to say that they couldn't have, but you'd think with somebody as famous as like Saint 14, that they could have attempted to simulate him before he became a guardian.
Well, that's actually an interesting point, because they fight Saint for, I think they fight Saint for like centuries, and I think they definitely fight the Hive for years when they're brought into this universe, this timeline by Crota after he's tricked by Zebu. Well, the sisters by way of Zebu Wrath. Or I'm sorry, Savathun. Zebra Wrath is the war one. Oryx shows up and basically ends the fight right away, but they still had time. Like, they did it pretty quickly. They were like, this is who, like, send out Aurash. And they knew who it was. And I think they have the ability to know who it was, just sort of going back to some of the Vex lore. They, when they come into our system, on Mars, on Venus, on Mercury, the Vex show up and, you know, they manipulate time, so it becomes like they were always there. I think that's something the Ishtar collective in the well, the real one, because they record everything, but and the ones inside the lore note that, like, it's like they'd always been there, even though they know that they hadn't always been there. So I just don't I really wonder what's to stop the Vex from doing that to a guardian. I could see maybe not being able to do it on Earth, because as far as I know, they've never been on Earth.
There's no evidence of that as of yet, at least that I've
Yeah,
seen.
but they've definitely been on Mars, and guardians have been risen on Mars. So it really, like, I really wonder why there's never been an instance where,
Where they've
yeah.
simulated a guardian before they're risen,
Right?
and therefore gone back in time to somehow alter that guardian's past before they're risen, which would somehow impact their ability to either become risen or put them in the wrong place at the wrong time in the future.
I'm also kind of surprised in Osiris would never run into something like that within the Infinite Forest. Like, well, maybe there were no guardians who were risen from Mercury. I could accept that.
I'm not quite so sure on Mercury. I guess I'm not quite so sure about Guardians having been resurrected on Mercury. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of any. But so this is what the implications. So if we take into account that at least so far demonstrably they can't, why can't they? And so this is where everyone, the sort of rabbit hole really begins. It raises a lot of interesting questions. Like, for example, when the Traveler is terraforming the various planets in our solar system, I think it's Venus. It's sort of remarked that it's like the planet phased into one that had always had life. Like, maybe the Traveler pulled it from another universe or another timeline and swapped them. Or, yeah, like, recreated the conditions and just changed its reality. Like something like that. But if the Traveler could do that with a planet, and to where it's essentially like, this isn't the same planet we've been looking at, maybe that's what it does when it makes when a ghost makes a risen. Like, it's not, how can I say this? It's not you that was the pile of bones outside of the Cosmodrome. It's a version of you pulled from another universe, and I say that, or another timeline, and I say that because then the Vex wouldn't be able to affect you that way. They wouldn't be able to go back in time and, like, change your personal timeline as a human before you ever became a Risen.
If they're pulling you from a sep if the traveler's or the ghost is pulling you from a separate timeline, certainly, it the Vex would have to impact that other timeline in order to impact your arrival
Right?
in our current timeline. You are correct.
And
And
for whatever reason, tell me if you agree with this or not, the Vex seem disinterested in other timelines. They're like, no, this is the timeline that we're in. We're sticking with this one. We're riding this one to the end.
it does kind of seem that way. They certainly have invested a lot of resources in this
Well, like, but
timeline.
here's the thing. So, like, other races or other enemy races have gone back and split the timeline. Like, that's what we put the obelisks up for. So, like, the Cabal, for example, most recently, this season of the Dawn, if for anyone listening to this in the far future, like, they're on there and they're doing stuff in the past, and we don't know if they're winning or losing, but, like, I can say it's kind of safe to assume that they're winning and succeeding because we need to put up this obelisk to stop the timelines from merging. Or to stop their effects from reaching us in our timeline. And so, like, do you ever think that maybe they know something we don't?
the Vex, and that
Yeah.
attempting to do that would be either foolish for unknown consequences, or it would end up being ineffective because it we cannot affect our own timeline via doing that. I could see that the Vex have some sort of foreknowledge that they would attempt to avoid merging timelines as a result if they had some sort of foreknowledge like that.
Yeah, but like, for me, it makes me just wonder, like, maybe they know that that won't work, like that'll fizzle out. It's just like you know how like a plant, a vine in particular, can have like a few different tendrils, but the only one ends up being the main one.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense as a
Yep.
visual? Like,
Yeah, I see where
sorry anyone who's a botanist, I am not.
you're going.
But that's what I'm thinking. Maybe like these little spurs like don't go anywhere. They just end up curling back in on themselves, and you're just kind of trapped. Well, as an example, like it sounds like
Sure.
something's bad happens there, because I feel like if the Vex, now that we know they can travel to different timelines by going to the past, there's got to be a reason why they don't.
That's fair. Yeah. They must avoid it for a reason.
Yeah, like that just there's gotta be something back there that's like real unsavory, and they're like, oh no. No. We're not doing that one. I'm going to decline. But back to my main point. So if the Vex can't go into different timelines, and we're pulled from, I don't know if it's a different timeline, a different universe, like how you would want to, what you would want to call it. But it really makes me wonder, like if is that what protects who we were before we were risen? 'Cause like, I feel like there's at least one example, like Anna Bray, on Mars. Like her name is literally on buildings. She has a badge. Like, I feel like the Vex could pretty easily figure out, since they're there, going back and putting the kibosh on that.
That's fair. Yeah, why wouldn't they take the steps to go back in time, and especially for her interactions with Rasputin, they have to find that as some sort of threat.
Yeah.
Particularly with Anna Bray.
Well, especially because they can't simulate him.
Yeah. So.
I always wonder too. So you know how, I think we talked about this in the in a previous episode, but you know how he can see the Exostranger going across,
Yes. Yep.
and I assume that is to mean across timelines.
Yeah.
Everyone at home or in the car or just in your ears. So that always makes me wonder, 'cause like I feel like a lot of the Vex tricks are kind of like that. They're going back in time and like establishing themselves just so like they can make shit work. Be like it reminds me of like you know in Bill and Ted when they go how they use time travel. They're always like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go back and leave this thing for me right over here." And then like they have the thing that they need just like waiting for them. They're like, "We gotta remember to do that after this fight though, bro." Like, right, I'm gonna write it like, so, but that also makes me wonder, like, where is this? Is the ghost, or the traveler via the ghost, looking through a multiplicity of timelines, or would maybe a pocket universe be what's inside the traveler, and it's just like a pocket universe, it can just control all circumstances and create like the best outcome for something.
Oof.
Right? Right?
Yeah, we have very little information on how the Traveler app actually operates. It's all we're told is
I think the
basically
traveler will save us from ourselves.
it's basically propaganda is what we know from our speakers and from the consensus and the Vanguard. I don't know where to take that. I'm not too brushed up on that concept, I guess. So
Well, all
I'll
right. So, I don't know if you remember this from like science class growing up, but yeah, the Big Bang Theory, at least here in DC, when you go to the Smithsonian and stuff, like inevitably for a field trip, they have little things. They'll give you like little marbles, because the idea was everything used to be like in that marble. The same concept is used in Men in Black, the first one on Orion's belt. If anyone recall.
I'm familiar with Big Bang Theory in
So
general, so.
the size is really like immaterial, but if the traveler's however big and it's seemingly phasing things, like sort of like it's not really like changing what's there, it's replacing it with something that is flourishing. If that's what it's doing to planets, and ghosts are part of the traveler, made from the traveler, then
So,
wouldn't you say that's what they're doing to us? Like, it's not. Like I said a little while ago, that wasn't. It's who your guardian is not that pile of bones outside the Cosmodrome.
correct.
Right. It's a facsimile.
And that makes a lot of sense. The especially since Guardians, they wake up without any sense of memory. They have their own personality. It's not established that that personality matches up whatsoever with their personal or previous personality. So they could be pulled from they could be pulled from whatever the ghost thinks that individual should be, or it could be that they're pulled. It could still go back to that they're being pulled from a separate timeline. It could be that they're being pulled.
Well, they're being, well, I guess no, we have to take that back. It is your bones, because Aldrin is resurrected.
Oh yeah, they stitch
He
it
just sits
together.
up. Yeah, he just sits up. So it is your bones from outside the Cosmodrome. So then why do you think we're protected from the Vex? Right?
Maybe.
And we know that from the Shin Malfur story, because the boy guardian, the baby, is resurrected right there in front of him. Or maybe it's a more subtle process. Like it's not like a big event, a big flash of light. It's just kind of like scanning, replacing, and then you get up.
It could still be that you're being transplanted from a separate universe if it's just taking what was previously there for matter and replacing it with matter from said other universe or timeline, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah, it's hard to say, 'cause like in a way, I guess in the string theory sort of way, like different timelines are different universes, you know what I mean? At least as I see
Sure.
it.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, so like I guess in that way it's one of the same, but like I don't really know if it's, 'cause the idea of a timeline to me has like backstory, whereas the idea of like pocket universe, especially if like something can be like the master of that pocket universe, like the Traveler, really makes me think, it makes me think of something else, 'cause it's just like it like used you as a blueprint and then made like Apex you, who can be like, you know, is super fit and can be a conduit for light and has mad jumps or butt farts, as the other two classes are concerned. I'm sorry, everyone. Like, until they actually put a jetpack on a Titan, those is butt farts. He's butt farting. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Oofed. Oh, but yeah, do you have any further thoughts of the bagels?
It's kind of hard to wrap into a nice bow just because we really don't have a whole lot of information on how the traveler brings us back. So it's hard to
Well, but that's.
figure out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, go
No, I'm
ahead.
sorry.
Yeah.
I was
So
interrupting you.
it's hard to figure out exactly how it would be preventative of the Vex figuring out how to go back in time and alter our trajectory so we don't hit the point, so to speak, where we would be resurrected appropriately in
Right?
our current timeline.
Well, and
That's
I'm sorry.
kind of the issue. So, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I'm with you there. No, I was interrupting you. I'm just like so like gee golly happy. I'm ready to go. But so we know it's not a factor of simply being paracausal though, because they're able to simulate who Oryx was before.
Correct.
And actually that raises another question.
Here we
That
go.
raises another question. If they can simulate who Oryx was, why couldn't they go back and prevent that? Well, I guess that whole thing was like had like paracausal beings at play from the start, so you'd have to go pretty far back, and I don't know if they can. 'Cause like the whole thing with the krill from the get-go is the traveler's about to cause the zizigi, the ziggy-zaggy.
Yeah, that gets more complicated too, especially considering that we have no idea if the Vex have been anywhere near that the Hive homeworld, so to speak. I would still assume that the Vex would have to have been on a planet in order to impact a race.
Well, I wonder, like, because I think Alrash, the Alrash iteration of the being who would ultimately become Oryx, Alrash had it, their worm. Like they had to have ingested it, because that's what they do before they overthrow the other kingdoms on their
Correct.
planet,
Yep.
or not even their planet, the Great Mast or whatever it's called. You guys know what I mean. So, like, you wouldn't even have to, like, you wouldn't need to go all the way back there. You know what I mean? Or maybe you just can't beat them at that point once they have the worm. And you can't mess with them before they get the worm because you have the Traveler and the Deep messing with the situation on their sort of, their raft on that, gas giant of a planet. That is silly, the bagels. God, my head hurts, man.
We've gone down the rabbit hole pretty far, so
We have.
I can
We
see why.
have.
We're pretty far off the lore at this point, I think.
I mean, we certainly ran with the bits, though. We ran with them. We and I think for that we should be proud is a sort of slightly thing. So anyone listening, please add us if you have any sort of thoughts building off of like we're putting out there. None of this was meant to even be represented as a theory necessary. Like we said, this was just sort of a dive down the rabbit hole to and as you hopefully heard, you know, it got pretty spin foily.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, the bagels.
I think you wrapped it up pretty well there, sir.
All right. Any shout outs, sir? No shout outs? The bagels cares about nobody.
I
He
care
is
about
out. You were out
everybody.
for yourself this week.
My lack of shout out is a shout out to everybody being great in the world and doing doing better.
That's
I
such a
don't
cop
know.
out. That's such a cop out. You know
I'm
not
missing
everyone out there is great.
it.
You know not if they're all great, then none of them are the bagels. You're like someone who grades in like acceptable, good, great, excellent.
You know what? I
Like,
prefer to think of it in Star Trek terms. Everybody has exactly what they need. Everybody's good to one another, and we can all live eternally happy, happily ever after.
the bagels, that's so communist. The bagels is new monarchy confirmed. We've identified your faction, sir.
We're ready to go down this rabbit hole now, too.
Oh, that maybe perhaps later. Okay. Well, everyone, I want to give shout outs once again to the Lore Network and Focus Fire Chat in particular. You guys are great and always a great inspiration. I want to give a shout out to H2O. I appreciate y'all supporting us and being our clan mates and listening to all our jibber jabber on here. I want to give a shout out to firefighters, because I don't want to burn. Please keep doing what you do. All right. Well, with that, bye bye, everyone.
Bye.